How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Howdy Podcast, a self-help podcast in the beautiful state of the state that we're in. My name's Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you so much.
And it's just us again this week. Just kidding. Jared's here.
Hi.
And also Gage is here.
I'm back. I didn't die from yoga.
You didn't?
No. Well,
they brought him back.
Part of me died. Part of me definitely died.
Yoga got brought back to life?
Hey.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm actually not okay with that joke. I don't want you to make that ever again.
Well, I won't. Like it's only one time deal.
Okay.
Yeah, you only get brought back once. Yo,
yeah.
Bro.
Yo,
yeah.
Go.
You're not a cat in these regards.
Yoga, you only go ass.
You only go ass.
You only got ass. Some girls are yoga.
Hey, si, you only got ass. Hey, that's not, don't be ashamed.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
that's
not,
sometimes you only got ass, and that's okay.
Ass is better than boobs. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I don't think we're starting this argument.
Oh, but I agree with Ian.
What did I just say? I agree with Ian. Were you buffering for a second?
Yeah.
Pause?
He had to load. I agree.
My Jared dropped quality. I have to take it back to Best Buy. Thanks for the pity jokes that were delayed. Do appreciate that.
I thought that was cute.
Thanks. What else is cute?
A lot of things are cute. Me, according to my mom, and also my grandparents. Thank you. Love you, mammy.
Wait, they also think you're cute, or your grandparents are also cute?
My grandparents are a cute couple.
Okay.
They're cute. They're cute old people.
I think old grandparents are cute.
When
like, all
does
of
it become
them.
Acceptable to call an old person cute?
After their first car accident.
Ooh, okay, interesting.
If that's
interesting.
The case, then I'm IQ, because I had my first car accident.
No, you're not the threshold of an old person.
That's what I'm asking. At what age is it acceptable to call someone cute for being old?
What I'm saying is you're not old enough to be called old yet. When you call someone old,
then what is it?
Cute. Gage,
okay,
what
so
is?
Well, that's a different question.
Nope, that's exactly what I just asked.
No, it's not, because I'm not talking about cute. How old do you have to be? My question is, how old do you have to be considered old? And then after you're considered old, you have to be in your first car accident to be considered cute.
55.
55 is old.
Yes.
Okay. And then after 55, after your first like little fender bender or something, or if you flip a Tahoe or something, then you can be called cute.
Yes.
So it's not like the Medicare. What's Medicare? 65?
60, I think.
Okay, fine. We can bump it to 60.
Your AA card.
AA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can call it to 60.
Alcoholics insurance.
Yeah, insurance. Yeah, no, that's it.
AA, alcoholics insurance.
You're assured to be an alcoholic when you're an old
I
person.
Assure you, you're an
you're
alcoholic.
You're going to be an alcoholic. Once you get old, you're going to be an alcoholic. And then you're going to get in your first car accident, and then it's going to be cute.
Not related.
Well,
it could be.
Possibly.
Let's not rule anything out. These old people are crazy.
Are old people alcoholics, like, just in general? At what age do you become an alcoholic?
Well, it's like fermenting.
Can a young person be an alcoholic, Gage?
Yeah. But that's because of alcohol.
Well,
an old person,
generally.
An old person is an alcoholic because their blood ferments over time because they're so old.
Oh,
and
so their blood
wake up
alcohol.
Drunk. Yeah. They're just fucking rocked all the time.
Dementia isn't an illness. It's an alcoholic response.
Right. It's we think of dementia is the wrong way. They're just drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Give
them
some Pedialyte.
Their blood's alcohol.
Feed them a loaf of bread.
Their blood alcohol content is all of it.
And eventually that'll give up and they'll die.
Just the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. They can't take a breathalyzer.
I don't know why scientists are ignoring this. Doctors ignore it.
They'll figure it out eventually, I hope.
So we talk about a lot about blood alcohol content. What is...
Tell me about blood alcohol.
Well, so what do you think is the FDA-approved
I think this is the first
limit
time.
Of alcohol to blood content in your alcohol?
What? Like, are you asking me?
How much blood do you think the FDA allows in a can of beer?
How old are you? Because if you're over 60, it's all
14.
Of it. You're very young and spry at 14, so I would say none.
None.
So
none blood in your alcohol.
So they can't put blood. So if there's blood in my can of Bud Light, I can sue.
You have to be over 14 to drink it, yes.
Okay, but can I sue? Or is that like legal to have that amount?
You're over 14, so you can have blood in your alcohol.
Okay. But is it legal for them to sell me blood in the alcohol?
Not in this country, Transylvania.
Only. You can okay. buy it. You cannot consume it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can, okay.
Yeah.
And unless I cross state lines, this is like fireworks.
No, it's trafficking.
Yeah, that's trafficking, dog.
But everybody traffics fireworks.
Well.
Yeah, but that's
report it next
that's
time.
That's fucking dope. Blowing shit up with your hands. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You guys seen Thanks, that video guys. Of that guy that holds a firecracker and it blows his hand apart? And yeah. then they have the pictures of his hand.
Yeah, I've seen a lot Jason of after Paul. Pictures. I haven't watched any videos.
Yeah, that was Dude, Jason Pierre Paul. Remember, Gage?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking gnarly. You see his hand turn into water.
That's what I want to do with Shock my friends waves. To see who was the coolest this past 4th of July. Hold firecrackers as long as we could and let go.
And see who has the most hand left?
Yeah.
They win.
There's a video of a guy that puts a little firecracker in his mouth and lights it and closes his mouth, and that was a wild video.
Oh yeah. Didn't it cut, like, gash his tongue, like, straight down the middle or some
it
shit like
fucked
that?
Fucked his tongue.
Yeah, this dude's half. Tongue was fucked.
This sounds like the worst thing
He got
ever
tongue
heard.
Fucked, bro.
I'll show it to you.
No,
guys.
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll send it to the group chat.
I'll send you pics.
Forever stop talking about chat. This. No. Stop talking about the Tuesday.
It is October 8th, mm-hmm. and it's American Touch Day.
Get touched. Okay. Don't get diddled, but get touched.
Why can't we get diddled?
Diddle, it implies a lot.
Yeah, diddling is a forward.
That's a negative connotation,
touch is
right?
Like a, yeah, diddle yeah. is the negative touch.
Okay.
Touch is the happy time touch.
So if I came home and I was like, Ian, I was diddled, you would think, oh my God, you would console me. But if I came home and I was like, Ian, I was touched.
I'd be like, hell yeah, dude, good
That's
for you.
That's better?
That's much better.
So you say it with a question mark?
I was touched?
I was touched.
Okay, statement.
Damn it, I was touched.
I was touched, god damn it.
Almost
touched
diddled.
By an angel.
Almost diddled.
I was on the line of diddle, but it was only a touch.
For a second there, I thought we crossed into diddle. But it was just touched, though.
We backpedaled a little bit and went back to touch.
It's almost like they recognized it as well and then pulled it back.
What if you're with a consensual partner who starts to diddle... because you aren't into what they're doing, and then eventually you're like, this is okay, and then you consider it a touch.
A diddle can turn into a touch, yes.
Okay, so does it go both ways, or is this like a square rectangle thing?
I think a touch can turn into a diddle. No.
No.
No, a diddle can turn into a touch. This is the worst conversation we've ever had.
Yeah, a diddle can turn into a touch, but a touch cannot be a diddle.
Are you sure?
Just remember this, everyone. Consent is badass.
I have a t-shirt that says that.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's clear. Consent is cool. Consent to touches.
Consent is cool.
But diddles are no good.
Yeah,
no. Good. I think they're pretty cool.
Unless your mind gets changed.
As long as everybody says it's okay.
Now, hang on.
Yeah, here we go.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If you... What if you're in the middle of a diddle?
Don't. We already said diddle's negative connotation. You shouldn't be out there diddling people.
Well, if you're in the middle of a diddle and your mind gets touched, and then you're like, you know what, maybe this is okay. Is that okay?
You're the person diddling, and then you think it's okay diddle? No. I think you already think it's okay to diddle.
You're in the middle of getting diddled.
Diddly.
And you're then being your diddled. Mind gets touched.
Okay.
Your mind is the touchy. Yeah. What happens then?
I said, well, there are people out there with those diddle fetishes.
Yeah.
So, see, I want to clarify that when diddle he said, in your mind gets touched, I thought he said, in your mom gets touched. And I was like, wait, why is my mom in the room?
You
I'm
guys have, like,
diddled?
A mind link, and then you know.
Well, it depends on what country you're in.
What was that, Ian?
Nothing.
Yeah, he's tough. Okay. God damn it.
It's also...
This can only get better.
International Lesbian Day.
Oh yeah,
Gage. What'd you say before?
I was gonna see who wanted to make the first joke.
It can only get
I don't
what?
Think no one was rushing to it.
Well, that's cool.
You do
very
your,
cool.
Do your thing.
Okay, next day.
Yeah, all right. Celebrate them.
Fluffernutter Day.
Gross.
I like this.
Ew.
I don't know what this is.
It's that dumbass, like, the shit they make houses with that's made out of marshmallows, and you mix it with peanut butter and put it between bread and put it in
your
dumb mouth.
You're talking about
insulation? Yeah.
You're talking
I'm sorry,
about
did you say they made
candy?
Houses out of?
You could.
Probably. You're
probably.
Right.
It's the stickiest goddamn thing in the world, and it's gross.
Caulk?
It's just a jar of melted-ass marshmallow.
Ian put caulk in the bee holes one day at work. I remember
I did.
That.
I caulked up a bee hole.
put that big old cock right in the
learning
beehole.
A lot about Ian today.
I stuffed it. Stuffed it in the Gudenschlick.
Stuffed the beehole with the cock.
Okay, so it's peanut butter and marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, yes. It's gross.
Fluffer nutter.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. It's a big no for me.
Serve on white bread, like soft bread? No, not about that.
Very good.
It's no. Gross.
It's a big have fat
you
no.
You haven't had one, Kyle?
I haven't.
Go we'll make one. One. Yeah, they're
no,
gross.
We'll get you one.
I'm good.
Ooh, toast, peanut butter, and fluff? That's a sandwich.
That might be better. That's I'm saying I don't like soft bread.
No, you should never eat soft bread.
Never.
No. Unless it's a
I
sub.
Hate it.
If it's a sub, a cold cut sub, that's okay.
Even then.
Like an Italian?
Yeah.
You want a toasted Italian?
No, I don't like cold subs.
You can eat soft bread.
Nope. Nope.
How about just don't eat marshmallow on bread?
Yeah, don't.
Is that not... That's not how you spell that, I think.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But I didn't know how, so that's what you get.
It's really confusing. Let me tell you, it's a very confusing word.
Yeah, it's a bad word. National Pierogi Day.
Gage, can you try to spell it for me out loud with your mouth without looking it up?
No.
Sound it out. Word of origin is Italy.
You guys don't make my pay rate for this show, so I can't do that.
Do not turn this into what it shouldn't be.
Mm.
I can tell you that it's not how you spelled it there.
I understand.
That is
nothing
correct.
Ever on this
correct.
Sheet
that
is
Alex. Incorrect.
I will give you one hint.
It's weird. It's
I'll give you a hint.
P-I-E-R.
You are one letter off.
There's an I in there.
You are one letter off of spelling it right. Spell it correctly.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Oh.
Kind of.
Technically, you're one letter off. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like technically.
There's one letter missing and one letter that
okay, I did
does
spell
not
right.
Belong.
Dope.
There's two letters that don't belong in that word.
That I put
no,
there?
You're, no, you're right. Never mind. Never
there's
mind.
One letter.
You're right.
There's
you're
one
right,
letter
right,
that
right.
doesn't belong and there's one letter that's missing twice.
Two eyes.
Correct.
Okay. Where?
Eyes.
And one that doesn't belong?
Yes.
The
if there's two eyes.
Congratulations. Okay. Now, where do the eyes go?
I was going to say it's P-I.
They go on either side of your nose, dum-dum.
Well,
you. It depends, unless you're in an
I like that a lot. Unless you put a firecracker in your mouth. Yeah, I'm dumb. I don't care. Pierogies suck.
It's pierogies.
They're so good.
No, they're dumb.
Have you had a pierogi?
I have. That's why I know they suck.
Isn't a pierogi just a freaking ravioli?
Yeah, but no. It's like greased up and gross.
No.
It's a Hot Pocket.
Whoever cooked your pierogies did a dang old bad job.
The choices for fillings are endless, but include several things such as potatoes, meat, cheese, and fruit.
Yeah.
It's just a ravioli.
With
but,
some
yeah.
Garlic,
like
that's a good treat.
Yeah, no,
they're just raviolis without sauce.
No, but it's like the weird garlic they add to it. I'm not a big garlic person.
Jesus,
they don't add garlic. It's still very good.
It's very good.
We eat them here all the time. They're so cheap.
We go through like a head of garlic.
Yeah, but
garlic,
I wouldn't ever choose pierogi over ravioli. I would just have the ravioli.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but pierogis are big.
Yeah,
but ravioli
big.
Is plentiful.
Yeah.
No.
They're like big
Can
Italian
I
pillows for your
Can
mouth.
I ask you a question? Pierogi, give me the formuoli? I don't think so. Ravioli, give me the formuoli. Obvious.
Duh.
Pierogi, let's go walk the dogi. Get it right.
That doesn't even make sense.
Go take the dogi for a walk.
Dog, let me tell you what I'm doing as soon as I leave here, though, now. I'm going to get three cans of fucking Chef Boyardee ravioli. I'm going to throw them in a pan. And I'm going to...
Yeah, you're going to throw it in a pan because you're too pussy to eat it out of a
can. Cook it right the fuck up.
I was trying so hard not to laugh at dogi. But here I am.
Dogi.
Get along, little dogi.
Man, I didn't like that at all.
Pierogi, go suck on a hoagie.
No, it's lesbian day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on. it's World Octopus Day.
Sweet.
So it falls right in line. Go touch an octopus.
Don't get inked.
He's not getting.
A diddle means ink.
There's something about those videos, and I guess it just happens in general, too, where they feed you live. Maybe not live. Dead, raw
it is live.
Octopus.
No, it's live. It is live.
So, I know what you're talking about. What it is the when you put soy sauce on a freshly deaded octopi.
Right, like constricts their muscles and shit.
It constricts their muscles and crawls around.
Yeah, fuck
because
that.
Their muscles are constricting. It's not alive, it's dead.
That's some like Adam's Family shit, and I'm not about
it. I really want to try it. There's a place down here that does that, and I want to go.
It seems terrible.
Oh, also, I found part of our meal for Christmas.
Your meal.
Ours. Our meal together collectively as a family.
I'm not eating any garbage you bring us. I'm telling you that right now.
It's a pot pie.
It's a pot pie of many things.
Yeah, probably not.
It's a pot pie family.
That's like a big...
Pot pie family.
He's got it.
Yeah.
See? You know it.
You were supposed to fill in like what's in it. Like in there.
Many, 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 many things.
There you go.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Pa family.
Our house
and Gage aren't
in the middle of the street. Our house. Ugh. I gotta wash my feet. Our house. Dad, Jesus songs are good. Our house. You know, sing along.
I wanted you to go a lot longer with that.
That's the only verse in the song.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah. But I was what you could have rhymed so many things with street that I wanted to see you pull them all out.
Do you want me to try?
Yeah.
Okay. I can. I don't know how long this is gonna last. By the
and
way,
and also, Kyle, I'm gonna need you to clip this and remix it with the original.
Oh, son of
So get the time code.
God, I really hope the BPM is the same.
It won't be.
I'll try to clap it out.
No,
our house in the middle of the street. Our house. I gotta wash my feet. Our house. I can't think of something around my street. Our house. Something. Eat some meat. Our house. And the people that I meet, our house is not complete. Our house, I think something that rhymes with snow is like sleet. Our house.
I fucking don't like it.
Here we go, let's repeat. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house. I got to retreat. Our house. Take this from me. There you go.
I think three meats. I think yeah.
Well, there's two different types of meat.
Sheet and peat.
Beet. Fleet.
Seat.
No, fleet's dumb.
Fleet's a good one.
Flea.
Preet. Concrete.
You could have had so much.
Now, listen, I was put on the spot, okay? I panicked.
Yeah, well, it's an improv show, so what do I expect?
Eat is a tough...
You were on the spot because you put yourself there.
Well... That's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm.
So that is it for the Tuesdays.
Okay. Jarrett, this is the part where I pretend that you listen to pre-pro.
Oh, this is me. This is the sack zone.
Touchdown!
Hey, guys. Welcome to Football Land. This is the sack zone, where we talk about football and sports stuff. I'm a Dolphins fan. Unfortunate.
Gage, me too, don't feel bad.
He's a Ravens fan.
Thank you.
Moderately unfortunate. I don't know what the score is going to be to this game.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Anyway, guys, I suck at my job.
To us.
Let's clarify. I don't have anything. Except for the games
for
the next week.
Did you introduce Kyle?
No, he didn't introduce anybody except for you.
Kyle's
and him.
Team's 0-4 also, right? 0-5.
Probably.
There's only enough pity here for one of us.
What?
So, well, why did you do... What?
Kyle's team is also unfortunate.
All three of your favorite teams are winless.
Four.
Well, Ian...
I like
Ian
how you assume that I
like
them.
The Dolphins because I like the Dolphins.
No,
Ian's
I'm the biggest fan.
Ian used to be a Panthers fan. Remember when that happened?
No.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I've always been a lifelong
Dolphins fan.
Yeah, I've always been a Dolphins fan. Dolphins fan, Dolphins man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I
anyway,
say.
So we all plan. Suck. We all suck. We all suck. Bam. All right. Fun fact this week. One of us will be happy. Week 6
okay.
games.
Nice. Wait.
In general or because
good,
of sports?
Good shit,
you sound
dude.
Like it's Jigsaw. Like
Week 6 games.
You want to play a game?
Ian.
One of us
Giants,
will be happy.
Giantes at Patriotos.
Patriots.
Yeah, I figured. Kyle.
Patriots.
You didn't even let me say Giantos and Patriotos again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gage, Giantos and Patriotos.
Giantos sounds cooler. I'm taking the Patriots.
Well, okay. I also took the Patriots because, you know, I'm not... you know what? Actually...
Do it. Show us your soft
head. I'm
going to
take the Giants.
Okay. What did you do? Did you delete it again?
I inserted a drawing in the middle of my note.
God, you're like a fucking five-year-old figuring out speaking.
I thought they were paper.
It was boobs.
Didn't he used to have spreadsheet paper?
Yeah.
It opens up like this big notepad. I can just draw
it. Was Excel.
It. Hey, so game two, Ian.
Like you're just ignoring them.
Steelers and Chargers.
Chargers.
Ooh. Kyle, Steelers and Chargers.
Chargers.
Fucking sorry. Stop interrupting.
Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, keep doing it. I like it. It's making me good.
Jarrett, Steelers and Chargers. Chargers. Gage.
Chargers.
What were the teams again?
Write that down.
Gage, Steelers, and
Chargers. I was finishing your sentence. We're dating. Damn.
Ian, Lions, and
he got him. Yeah,
Lions and Packers.
Give me the Lions.
Okay, that's bad for your health if they bite you. Kyle, Lions and Packers.
Damn it.
Say the Dolphins.
Packers.
Say the Dolphins.
Jarrett, Lions, and Lions. Oh, Lions and Lions.
So you got a tiny mouth trying to talk.
I know it's inside. Lions at Packers. Lions at Packers. Gage.
Packers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't get a fucking chance that time.
I was being polite.
Here we go. Panthers at Buccaneers. Ian.
Buck tuck two tucks.
Buck tuck two tucks. All right, Kyle.
Uncle Buck.
I'm going Panthers.
Mm.
Gage?
Give me... Where is it at?
At Buccaneers.
What a football field.
Give me...
Duh,
the
idiot.
Bucs.
Fucking idiot.
All right. Game of the week, gentlemen. Game of the week. Ian, Redskins at Miami Dolphins.
Since I am the biggest Dolphins fan, Dolphins.
I was waiting. All right.
Kyle.
Could you repeat them again, please?
The mighty Redskins versus the fantabulous Dolphins.
I'm going to take Dan Snyder.
Okay.
Mm. I like D. Snyder better.
Jarrett, obvious Dolphins pick.
He was Gage, a sister.
The only non-biased pick of the litter here. Which awful team will be less awful?
Where is it at?
It's in Miami.
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't.
I'm going to take the dumb Redskins.
All right. Can we? Can I make a statement?
Yeah.
I think there's probably going to be 87 fans at the stadium.
87?
87.
How much are those tickets? Can you pull those up for me?
I guarantee they're cheap.
I want to see.
Well, it's you have to get the right cereal and you get invited to the game.
You have to take your proof of purchase and they'll scan it at the door.
All right, let's see. I just went to Vivid Seats because it was the first thing that popped up. So,
okay,
my Redskins.
Like
oh my God, Washington Redskins at Miami Dolphins, starting at $16.
Wow.
Let's see what these red zone
$16.
Yeah.
Okay, you can get lower level 104 row 21 tickets, which is this flashing one right there in the end zone.
Yeah.
$39 a piece.
Holy shit!
You can get club seats.
You can't get food that cheap.
Okay, club seats are still kind of expensive. But if you're on the sideline, okay, we're talking row two.
Okay.
On the sideline, right here.
Yep, I see there.
$150.
Yeah, right there. $150.
Or $167, sorry.
Cool visual gag.
Yeah.
That's cheapo tickets.
It was neither 40.
That's some cheap tickets, bro.
That's some cheap tickets.
Damn.
You should go.
Yeah, you should
go. That's in Miami.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, sooner it'll be your
Miami. I'm going to leave the Saxon.
Kyle's got a small demon in his belly.
Yeah, they're trying to come out.
Touchdown!
I did side load for you. The sounds, you don't have to do it.
I'm still going to do it.
Mm, you don't have to, though.
I didn't even know he left.
We're gone.
We gone.
Okay. Fellas, I've been gone.
Yeah, how was San Diego?
I didn't go to San Diego.
You went to San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, you went to the big Comic Con.
I went to the big
Comic Con.
You're
like, holy shit, this is the fucking, this is the
Sandy
ultimate.
Shores of San Diego, San Diego Hellcats.
I went to New York Comic Con. and I did a great job of telling everybody that this show was going to cover, have all of my coverage from
Comic-Con. Hell yeah.
So like, there's a lot of people going to be listening into this, and I can't wait for them to get through that first 25 minutes.
Oh, man.
That would have been like very, very good to know before
going But that's not the spirit of the show.
That would have been great.
What are you trying to do?
I'm not trying to do anything.
No, what's happening? What's the big thing?
We're going to be famous.
No. Yeah.
I'm confused.
Why?
What are we doing? What did you say? I was not listening one bit.
All of my PR contacts know my coverage is going to be on the show also, so they're listening in.
Yes.
Oh.
So everyone put on your game journalism hats.
That's unfortunate.
Put them on.
I'm excited. I've learned a lot so far, and I'm ready to learn even more now today.
Thanks. Ian, can you do your best impression of a games journalist? What would a games journalist say?
About what game?
It doesn't matter. Well, you can think about it and just surprise me later.
Okay.
Breath of the Wild is overrated.
it's only gets a good score because it's a Zelda game. Zelda bias. So I went to New York Comic Con. I've never been to New York. I've never been to a big Comic Con like this. And it was just kind of exactly what I thought it would be. Just a big show of all a bunch of people walking around looking at comics and expensive toys, which I still like to do anyway. I've also realized that I've been to a bunch of Comic Cons, big and small, and I've never taken home any comics. None.
Okay.
Zero.
Did
you take home any conventions?
You know what? No, I haven't.
Pick up any new.
Did you learn any new cons?
No.
What did you do
at the convention?
Did you see the booth, the Windex booth?
No,
you couldn't.
Yeah, there's the Windex booth. It was in the corner.
See it though.
It was the huge panel that they had.
Yeah, the big panel, the Windex panel.
Yeah.
Moving on. Let's see. What did I see? I'll start with, I played Dead by Daylight. You guys are familiar.
Yeah.
No, what's that?
I think so, yeah.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight?
Is the 4v1 murderer game where you try and escape a little area and a murderer tries to kill you.
Did you play as Rombi?
No, so they had their new Stranger Things crossover up there to play, which is out, but I hadn't.
Do you get to be a DeGorgon?
You can be a Demogorgon.
Ooh!
Or you can be.
Added an M in there, but that's fine.
What's the proper way?
DeGorgon.
And then there's either. You can play Steve or Nancy from Stranger Things.
Bro, I want to be Steve. You get a baseball bat?
Should we just ad lib?
I don't think so.
Let's just ad lib.
You can't really fight back in the game.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. What?
Welcome back.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
Oh, sorry. We were having a conversation. So I played the game, and they also announced that they have a mobile game coming later this year.
Cool.
Yeah, it's free to play.
Can't wait to pay for everything in it.
Well, that's the thing. They said it's free to play, but if you make the purchases in the game, it'll add up to the $20 the game costs on other consoles.
Dead by Daylight's kind of dookie.
I kind of like it. The thing about Dead by Daylight that I don't prefer to other games like this is it's really, like, competitive. Like, it's a kind of a sweaty version of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they punish you for being sneaky.
Yeah.
Which is kind of defeats the entire purpose of the game. You have to be moving at all times, or else a small bird will be over top of your head squawking.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, that's
do
legit?
Birds normally do that?
I've never played the game.
No, I played it for a solid couple of months, me and some friends.
Really?
And yeah, if you stand still for too long, or like hide too long, bird will show up and start squawking over your head, and you'll start glowing.
Oh, is that like an AFK thing, though? Or is that just like a deterrent for...
It's a deterrent for hiding.
Okay.
Yeah, which it is like... It, like, what the fuck? That's my biggest issue with the game. Other than that, the game's not bad.
Okay. Have you seen all the partnerships they're doing? Like, they've done... I think Michael Myers is in the game.
Yeah, we played it recently. I played it when... what's the screamy face boy?
Scream? Ghostface?
Ghostface.
Yeah, when he was added. Yeah, he's in the game.
Oh.
Yeah, they all have special abilities, too, and his is really fucking annoying. He's, like, not detectable. Like, so like, as Gage, I don't know if you know, there's, like, a red light around where the bad guy is.
Yeah.
Or is looking, so he can make his go away.
Hold on. Alexa, stop listening. What are you doing? Stop listening.
Alexa, die.
Okay.
Don't ask her a question and then stop listening.
Anyway, go ahead, Ian. Yeah, they have the red stuff. Yeah.
He can make his go away. Like, his ability is he can make his be gone, and then he can just fucking sneak for, like, a little bit.
Be gone, thought.
There's the Huntress. She can throw her axes.
Right.
And like, there's a whole bunch of them that are like really crazy. Like Leatherface is really cool.
Oh, so he is in the game. Okay.
What is a shaman?
And then I know the Saw Pig's in there too. And Pig. Stuff. But like, I was trying to ask, and I think I'm.
That's Leatherface.
We call him Piggly Wiggly.
Oh no, no, yeah, Saw. Yeah, yeah, he's Texas in the game.
Yeah.
No.
That's Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, you know the other movie, Saw. Saw.
I was talking to Matt, who
Blade.
I guess his job is to talk about the game. Blade. He told me
Blades,
and he had mentioned that they have had other partnerships like this before that hadn't gone through. And I felt bad for asking, but I was like, "Can you tell me who? Can you just say like who didn't? What partnerships didn't come through?" And I think I made him mad because he was like, "Obviously not. We cannot comment on that." And I was like, "Okay, maybe I shouldn't have asked."
Do you tell him to make a better game?
No, I like the game. I don't. It's not a game I play because, again, it's like I don't want to talk to randos online. I don't have any friends that play, and I get too stressed playing the monster. So
I'll play with you.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't think I have a copy of it.
Do you guys remember Evolve?
Yeah,
bad game, real bad game.
Did not like Evolve. Even at all the press events I was at with her, I was like, God, I don't like
this. Oh, Gage, yes. Can I ask you a quick question about Comic-Con?
Yeah,
was there something about Hunt Showdown at Comic-Con?
Not that I saw.
Okay, damn.
Why?
That's like one of my favorite games, and it's like newly released. Like they just finished their early access, and they added a bunch of shit.
Well, that's such the thing a good about Comic Con, and for me, it's like I had a lot of free time because there isn't a lot of video game presence for Comic Con. And when I showed up, there was surprisingly more than I had anticipated. But even still, it was a very small sample. So the games I did get to play were worth playing. But then, like, my days were done at like 2 o'clock, and the show doesn't end until 7. So I was like, well, I don't have anything to do here, so I'm gonna
take in the event gauge.
Well, I did, you know, once you see it all, it doesn't change day to day.
Yes, it does.
Did you spank it to any hentai booths?
How many hentai booths were there?
There were a good bit, and they were using the sticky, the post-it note method of covering up little bits of picture. And like, there was one that I walked by that wasn't doing that, and I was like, wow, this is really graphic that I'm looking at. Oh, holy shit,
there's a whole tentacle in there.
It's just out here, but it was like, so it wasn't like being at Smash Con when we saw all the like hentai ones, it was that style drawing, but all comic book characters. So mostly you're getting Harley Quinns and Poison Ivy's and things, and I was like, or Captain Marvel's, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Wow. So anyway, let me finish up this Dead by Daylight stuff before we talk about porn. Matt was saying that like their partnerships, they work both ways on like if other teams want to be in partnerships with them or if they want to do it, they both reach out. You know, it works out really quickly sometimes it takes a really long time. The Stranger Things crossover is cool, but like they don't use the voices from the show, so that kind of takes you out of it a little bit because it's just the same scream from the
other characters. Close?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool in the game, and I still think the game's cool, but like I just like seeing new stuff as part of those games. So that's my
I mean it's a cool game, but the only thing I don't like about it is like I said, like you get punished for hiding or being sneaky.
So the next game that I played or that I have written down here is another game that's just like Dead by Daylight. It's called Predator Hunting Ground, the Predator game that they're putting out.
Okay.
This is at the Sony booth that, again, my Sony contact didn't let me know they were going to have a booth there, so I was like, what the hell, man? Why don't you email me? He was like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, boss.
Anyway, so this game, it's a lot faster than Dead by Daylight. And the demo that I played, like the 4v1 that it was, took all of 6 minutes. Because
Predator, it seems really fast paced.
It's really fast. So like even like on the first mission, there's 5 objectives for the humans, and then 1 objective for the Predator. Obviously, is to kill all the humans. The objective for the humans is to either kill the Predator or complete the objectives. And there's like other NPCs running around. We were on the first objective, and the Predator was already on top of us. Like he showed up and ripped my spine out.
Oh, God.
And then, like, the rest of my team was able to shoot him and ended up killing him. So we won, but, like, I was dead. I was like, I barely got to play the game. really cool. And it doesn't do anything new in terms of a shooter. It's kind of loose. I didn't get to play as a Predator, but I kind of like it better because it's a little more arcadey than Dead by Daylight. And like I said, Dead by Daylight is very sweaty. So this is more like Friday the 13th, where it's just open and fun, and it's just run around, and there's a Predator, and then you shoot him.
Cool.
Yeah, again,
cool.
It was a really short demo.
Sounds interesting.
I went to Crunchyroll's booth. They didn't have a lot going on. They wanted to talk to me about. Do you guys watch One Piece or anything? Anyone know about One Piece?
No.
Yeah, I watch a bunch of One Piece.
Do you?
Yep, I'm up to episode 600 something.
It's like, yeah, see, that's why I don't watch One Piece.
It's like the 20th anniversary of One Piece or something, right?
Fuck, fine. I just watched the show.
That's what they told me. And then they have a new game coming out, and I didn't get a chance to play that. But
I think I heard something about the game that's coming out for One Piece.
Yeah, it's like Dynasty Warriors,
yeah,
but with One Piece characters.
But it's not the game that just came out. The other anime game that just, like, the fighting game.
That was Jump Force.
It's not Jump Force. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I heard not great things about that game.
Yeah, it's not very good. It's on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, that was another game that I didn't get to play. Jump Force. It was at E3 when I saw it when they first unveiled it, and they didn't have a demo.
Or yeah, my favorite anime characters are in it, and unfortunately, it's a terrible game.
Yeah, it's too bad. It also, that game kind of looks weird.
Yeah,
like there's something.
Yeah, it's really weird style, like graphic style. They did it's like a 3D. Like they tried to make anime characters 3D, and it turned it into really weird. Kind of like the shading is really interesting, and then like they molded them like hard clay.
They look like toys you'd buy.
Yeah, it looked like they were like plastic.
Mm-hmm. Mobile game time. Do you guys know Contest of Champions, the Marvel game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
So that maker, Kabam, has another game coming out called Realm of Champions, which is another Marvel-type game. There's no gameplay for it yet. It's a 3v3 PvE RPG, which is a lot of...
It's a lot of letters.
A lot of letters and numbers. It's a game where you customize your own team, kind of like Ultimate Alliance.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
And then they're pulled from a multiverse. So, like, the Spider-Gwen in this one is, like, all... She's tattered up, and she has, like, blasters on her arms and things, and it's really neat looking. Okay. And Doctor Strange is a classic Doctor Strange, and it's a woman, and, like, there's a woman, Black Panther, and all these things. And it was a lot to keep up with, because I was trying to, like, take it all in at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's things that stray away from traditional Marvel stories, but it's still stuff pulled from the comics, so, like, if you read the comics, you would know. And then the map you play on affects how you play in the game, so, like, there's differences between the map and, like, advantages you can get. Other than that, characters are customizable. There's 6 lots of customization for that. Gabriel, the creative director on there, he's told me he's got like these crazy ideas for the game where he's just like, basically his pitch session for Marvel is like, I want to do this, and they're like, holy shit, okay. And then he gets just to fucking do it. They're looking at 2020 launch, and they're and like I said, having different characters together. This is one thing. I asked them how like a multiple. Alexa, stop listening. I don't know what the hell her problem is. She's just not trying to be a part of the conversation.
Unplug her.
That's okay. Well, I have 2 in here now.
Take the life support away.
They're sisters. I asked Gabriel. I was like, hey, so like in March Ultimate Alliance, you get bonuses for having different characters together. Does that
right
in this game?
Right.
And Gabriel was kind of like, and then like Megan, the other person who works on the game that I was talking with, she was like, yeah, it does that. Or no, Megan was like, and then Gabriel was like, yeah, it works like that. So I don't know if that's supposed to be out there or not, but there's your little scoop for Realm of Champions. I know people are interested in that. Okay. Any questions so far? I'm trying to get through.
No, but I have a feeling that I will enjoy that.
It's neat.
It sounds like...
it looked neat, I guess.
Another game that I play.
Concept art. And like all the pictures look great. And they gave me a giant swag bag, and it was really nice of them, because like normally these things, it's like, all right, the thing's done, all right, do you want swag? I'm like, yeah. They're like, all right, pick out what you want. I was like, I have to pick through this stuff. But then like for Rum Champions, they're like, here's a bag full of all the shit we have this weekend, here you go,
just so take all of it.
It's a ton of shit.
Yeah.
And a hat was cool. I never get a hat. The next thing I played was the Iron Man VR game. Have you seen that? Anyone seen this?
No.
So there is a, you know how the Batman VR game is?
Yeah,
it's like that, but it's okay. Iron Man, but it's much worse.
Yeah.
it was a pre-alpha demo I played, but the controls are really clunky, but it's not like super outside of what I expect for a VR game. And as soon as I got the helmet on, I was like, have you guys had problems with this game yet today? And they're like, no, but you know how VR is. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, well, I imagine since because I'm pressed and I'm playing the game, it's going to break, right?
Something's of course.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, it'll be fine. And as soon as I get in the game, the left hand broke. And like I was flying.
Your left hand broke.
The hand was all over the place. So I'm like flying in fucking corkscrews the whole time. I'm, like, I'm gonna throw up in here. In the flying, not as smooth. It's actually kind of weird to control. So like the game wants you to point your controls at the ground, but at the same time, it wants you to use your palms. So like the palms aren't the balls of it.
like the front of it, it's
so it would go out.
Yeah, it's like how your actual hand sits. So it's actually kind of comfortable to use at all.
So do you hold the ball in your like hand?
Well, you hold the controller like normal, and the ball points out, but the point isn't like the contact of what the game wants you to do. So, like, if you point at something with the ball, like you do in normal games, it's like the pointer, and that clicks, that picks stuff. Mm-hmm. But this game wants you to tilt your hand forward and have the ball facing a different direction, but your palm forward. I don't know how it works. It's very weird. But it's like how Iron Man's suit is, how he flies with his palms kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's very weird. And, like, flying, not as smooth. It's like one of those things where, like, if you're in a flying simulator and, like, you know how turns don't work properly, so you're just like flying around a checkpoint the whole time, and just fucking flying in circles trying to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot like that. And I spent a lot of time flying around one thing. I was like, I can't fucking get over there. But also turning, you have like a dedicated 15 degrees of turning with each stick, and that was really weird because like that was really jarring when you're flying really fast and you turn 15 degrees all of a sudden. You're like, oh, I'm gonna run into a wall immediately. But the game's cool, but it's not like amazing or anything. It does a good job of putting you in Iron Man's world. Like when you boot it up, it's like the helmet loads in, you see it all, and like Friday pops up, and then Gwyneth Paltrow's character pops up. What's her name?
Pepper Potts.
She pops up there. And it was only a 15-minute demo that I got with this, but it was fine, but it wasn't as good as like what the Batman VR does. But it doesn't do anything different in the way of a superhero VR game. I'd like to see more, but I wasn't blown away by it. And then two more games I need to talk about, and then we can talk about other Comic-Con stuff. I played the Avengers game.
Oh, yeah?
Was it bad?
Here we go. I played this one twice.
Oh, God.
I played it once, and it was a 20-minute demo each time. I played it once and just to get a feel for it, and then I played it again just trying to, like, knowing how the combo system worked, trying to get that together, or how the combat worked.
Yeah.
The game's a bit like Spider-Man, the PS4 one. There's a free action section, but that mixes in QTEs, quick time events. But that slows down progress a lot. So it's like you're Thor and you're beating up, and then it's like, okay, pick up a truck, and you're like, okay, I guess I'll go over here and hit square and then hold triangle and do this. But then it's like, all right, beat up people. I'm like, okay, I wish I could just kept doing that all in one motion. It's the same demo from E3, by the way. So if anyone's listening, it's not a new demo from the E3. It's the pre-alpha one. So breakdown like this: Thor is super clunky, and the hammer is not fun to throw.
Okay,
it is just not fun. Like, have you played God of War? Anyone?
Kind of, yeah.
So the God of War game, the new one that came out last year, the axe really awesome to throw, and it feels really good when it flies back to your hand. Thor, not so much. Kind of feels like he's throwing a paper airplane, and it comes back and hits him in the eye. Like, it is not cool.
Damn.
And that's a really big letdown, especially after Kratos' hammer.
Can you add the paper playing gun sound effects, please? All right, fine.
Okay. And then moving on. So, but like with that said, like they fucked up the hammer. Mm-hmm. But when you get to Cap, you can throw his shield, and that's cool.
That's fine.
That feels great. I'm like, why don't you use the same fucking mechanics here to be able to throw the hammer like you throw the shield? The shield's great.
Well,
bounced off shit.
They're different.
Comes back to you. What do you guys say?
Well, one's a shield and one's a hammer. They have to make it different.
Yeah.
I guess so, but one's good and one's bad. It's like if that's the case, then they like sacrifice what the hammer should feel like for the shield.
Well, think of the motion, Gabe. Yeah. You got to think of the motion involved. One overhand throw, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless you do the little spinny underhand let go thing. But Captain America,
underhand
he throws frisbee hand. He throws free hand.
Disc golf.
Discus. It's different motions for the different ocean.
I guess
that's all I'm saying.
I'm not a superhero or anything. Wow. So, sorry.
It's a good thing I'm here.
Sorry to assume. And then after you play as Thor, you play as Iron Man. And I gotta say, playing as Iron Man is total trash.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
So what you're telling me is Iron Man just couldn't catch a break this weekend.
Yeah, no. Iron Man was letting me down left and right.
So what you're saying is that Iron Man died.
He's dead. Dead to me. So, like, in the first part, they give you Iron Man. You're
He's
on, like,
fictional.
This on-rail shooter bit. Oh, and they had a panel that I wanted to go to just to see how it worked out, where it was, like, how to deal with your feelings of falling in love with fictional characters.
Oh, a therapy session.
That's a very cool booth. Yeah, that's
I would have taken so many notes.
I should have gone to that panel just to see what it was like. We'll talk about that in a second, I guess.
You had so much free time.
I did, but like I didn't want to wait in line for panels and stuff. I wanted to see New York because I'd never been. So Iron Man is trash. So flying around, first they give you like an on-rail shooter like Star Fox, and it feels like shit. The aim is terrible, and it's just bad all around. But then they get to the fighting section where they tell you that you're supposed to boost up and like shoot from the air. But, like, you don't have enough range of control to stay up there and shoot and boost all at the same time. But then when you're on the ground, you're at a disadvantage. So it's a really weird balance of trying to get Iron Man to work. So maybe they haven't figured that out yet. Maybe I saw too early of a version for this, but I didn't like it. But then you move on to Hulk section, and Hulk section is fucking cool. But I don't know if it was cool because you're playing as a Hulk and just beating shit up, or if it was set up that way because the sequence, because it was very cinematic. So like you're running, you're beating people up, you're running, you're jumping, you're avoiding lasers, you're beating shit up, you're picking up a truck, you're throwing a guy falls out of a tank and he goes shit, and you kick him in the head, and it was cool. But I think it was cool for the sake of like that's how the game is opening up. And then you play as Black Widow, and she feels a lot like Spider-Man in the way that she moves, which is really cool. And then when you fight Taskmaster, that fight is awesome.
Yeah?
That fight is great.
I love Taskmaster.
And, like, and he's cool in this, too. Yeah. So, like, his dialogue with Black Widow is really good, back and forth. Like, it almost feels like you would see in a Marvel movie. And then, like, they even play into, like, his superpowers and how, like, he was like, oh, it's a photo... photogenic reflexes or learning or whatever it is, and she was like, that's so cliche, it's such a dumb superhero thing, and I was like, oh, that's cool, I was kind of getting at him. And then, but that fight is just cool all around, I like it a lot. And like I said, I already mentioned this, but I felt like parts in the game only felt cool because it was set up to feel cool. Like, I don't know what the open world part of it's like, or like what the other level design is, but it was only like this. The opening of the game is super cinematic, and it's supposed to be just for this reason. But like, there's a part where you're Black Widow and you jump on Taskmaster's back and he's flying you through a bridge and you bump him into shit and you're punching him. I'm like, this feels awesome. But like, while you're doing that, Hulk is jumping around and Thor's blowing shit up. I'm like, oh, this feels like a fucking movie. This is cool. But is it only cool because it's supposed to be cool in this part?
One of those situations where they take the one good part
and
of the whole game and throw it in,
cram it in the one spot.
So I don't understand. So you said it's an open world game.
I don't think it's open world. I think I misspoke there. But like the game had been really
because it sounds like it's super on rails.
It's pretty linear.
Yeah.
And then I think based on levels, the game lets you choose which hero you are, or switches, or gives you a scenario where like, well, in this area, you go down with this hero, these set of heroes, and you're gonna switch between them back and forth. But it's weird because like there are single player missions and multiplayer missions that all add up into the narrative. So like you have to do them all to get the complete story. But you can play the multiplayer missions by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It's kind of weird. But it's like I think you get like a global map that you see and you get to visit different points in the story, something like that.
Okay.
But it doesn't like it's not like a straight on open world game. So I wouldn't go that far to say it's open world at all. But again, that's I only got to play this bit of it. Where was I? Oh, the game looks like trash.
Right, yeah.
It looks awful.
It does not look... It looks like a 360 game.
It looks really bad. And, again, it was a pre-alpha build. There was even moments where there were cinematics, rendered cinematics, where the explosion in the distance looked like it was on a 240 YouTube video. Pixelated as hell, looked terrible, really bad. And then, like, a studio or a publisher that... you know, lets out Final Fantasy games and the Tomb Raider games that look amazing, lets this go for press to see. I'm like, this does not look good. I would have really touched this up if I could have. Again, didn't look good. I don't like anything about Captain America in this game. He looks like shit. His armor.
I thought you said you liked his shield throwing.
I ain't gotten there yet.
You said that, though.
I did say that.
You have been there.
Wait, my note here says, I don't like anything about Cap in the game outside of his shield and combat. Okay, so I say myself with my notes right here. His voice sucks. His look sucks. His armor sucks. It's all bad. Like, there's nothing cool about Cap in this game. Even, like, everyone has these superhero abilities where if you hit two buttons together, you do something cool.
Mm-hmm.
His ability is called the Brooklyn Brawl, and he hits you with his shield. I'm like, that's really lame.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. So that's the Avengers game. It was kind of a letdown, but like I'm interested to see more. I'd like to. I think I'll still pick it up because of what it is and what it could be. I didn't love it though. It wasn't super jazzed about it, and I kind of walked away with it feeling like how kind of exactly what I thought I would be like.
Yeah.
Just blah. Where are we at? Time-wise. Okay. The last game I got to talk about is the new VR Walking Dead game. It's called Saints and Sinners.
Sounds interesting.
This was just announced recently. And my first note is, it's very fucking cool.
Is it?
This is the best game I saw all weekend. It's a super immersive VR game when the whole world's realized, and a game that's super early in development is like, this feels like a game that's done. It is awesome. And it was, I was playing on the Oculus S2 or something. I don't remember which build of the Oculus
something.
Was. Something like that.
S10.
Note. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The Note 9. Like
the game's very meaty.
Yeah,
gives you the, like, the tutorial is like, here's a knife and you gotta stab that zombie in the head. I was like, okay, and I stabbed it, and they were like, that's not enough. I was like, what? And like, they're like, you gotta stab it. So I was like, okay, fucking wow, and just like punching the shit. I was like, I was about to throw the fucking hand.
You should have. That would have been funny.
Yeah,
I would have done that.
Well, yeah,
the intern that was the stand-in.
Yeah,
I just threw him.
But you have to like, the guy. What was his name? Guy. His name was Guy, actually. Which is funny. He was like, you really got to stab it. Like,
you really
got
to put in effort.
Like, you're trying to break through someone's skull. I was like, okay. So you really have to fucking, like, you're trying to punch as hard as you fucking can to stab the zombie, and then you got to rip it back out. Otherwise, that zombie's coming with you.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, or you can hold, you take your other hand and hold it down and rip the knife out.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
So it's not like Wii Sports where you can go bowling like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there like, an option in the, like, in the menu, say, hey, can I just, like, flick my wrist and, like, kill the zombie?
Not that I saw. There might be some sensitivity options later.
Yeah.
I'm weak.
Or, like, can we get softer head zombies or something? Soft head zombie mode? But you also get guns in the game. And yeah. I can't tell if, like, I'm bad with guns or if, like, the aiming was off. But I felt like I was aiming down the sights pretty well. And I was still missing. Mm-hmm. But I think that just is, like, a learning curve for the game.
Lag, probably.
Maybe.
That sounds dope, though.
It is really cool. There's narrative decisions, which I didn't get to see a lot of the story beats, but like I know a few things. Like, there's a tower, this place takes place in New Orleans, and there's a tower that, like, or a group that controls the tower that controls the area, basically. And every couple of minutes, they release walkers into the wild while you're out doing your own shit. So, like, you're doing your own shit, and walkers, your watch will go off, and you're like, oh, fuck. And the walkers are like, what's up, dog? And you're like, I gotta deal with some zombies now.
Okay. So it's basically a Walking Dead game in name and, like,
yeah,
world only.
Yeah, so setting, it's not in DC or anything.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if there was any, like, narrative pulls from the comics or from the show or anything like that. Nothing, and I'm not a fan of either, really,
whatever.
But yeah, and that's fine. They got, like, two fucking spinoffs coming from the show anyway. But, like, some of the, like, narrative decisions, so I walked up on my mission was to go into a red house and steal their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get whatever they had for me. I was scavenging. I walk over there, and there's a group of guys, and they're like, hey, help us out, and we'll help you. We'll give you some of our stuff from the Red House. And I was like, sure, seems easy. The guy's like, go, there's a house across the way. It's a bright blue house. They kidnapped my brother. Go get, like, not the character's brother, it's someone else's brother. Like, go rescue him, help him come back here, and we'll help you out. It's okay, fine. This is a mission. Cool. I go over to the blue house. And, like, the game, like, I could have walked through the front door, or the game let me, because I can use all articulations of my hand, climb up a gutter on the outside of the house and crawl to the second window and pull myself up through a window in the house.
Damn.
And I snuck in. And I was like, oh, shit, dog. And I pulled my gun out, and the guy was like, hey, maybe listen to him first, because you can talk to all the characters.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I won't walk up with my gun. I'll talk to them first, even though I just broke into their house.
Yeah.
So the guy sees me. He goes, who the fuck are you? Well, anyway, I was like, okay, cool. Video game narrative. But he was like, listen, we're going to ice this dude over here, the brother, because he killed my daughter let her suffer, and I had to watch it all. And I was like, now I got to decide what to do. So they're like, if you kill this guy, we'll go raid that red house, and you can have everything in it. I was like, ooh, everything? Cool. Pulled out my gun, iced the brother immediately. I was like, let's go.
And
they're like, all right, sweet. So they're like, all right, everybody out of the house, rush the red house. So we got out of the red house, and the one dude's like, what the fuck, man? Shot him in the head. And then I walked upstairs and started shooting the other guys, blah, blah, blah. And I felt awesome. And I'm stabbing dudes, and I'm shooting people. And, like, to reload your gun, you actually have to, like, pop out the clip or whatever, magazine, whatever you want to
Correct
magazine.
Me on. That's the word.
You have to pull out.
No, it's a clip.
One.
It's a clip.
The clip. You have to pull out another one from your backpack, reload it, pull the chamber, and fucking keep shooting. It was awesome.
That's
it
awesome.
Was so immersive. And then I get up there. I finish the mission. Most of the other people died. I live, though. So basically everybody's dead, right? I find all my stuff, get it, scavenger, take all the stuff. And I was hurt, so I have to bandage myself. So bandaging isn't just hitting a button. to take out a bandage from your backpack and actually wrap it around your hand that's in so real true. Life. And I was like, that's how I get better. Cool. And then, like, I found a pack of cigarettes, but I couldn't find a lighter. So, like, I was walking around with a cigarette sticking out of my mouth the whole time because I couldn't figure out how to take it out of the mouth. Anyway, so I get there. I get all my stuff. And I'm like, okay, I got to leave. The watch goes off. I was like, fuck, that means zombies are coming. So zombies down the street. As I'm leaving the house, zombies are in the house. I'm like, whoa, they're already here? And the dude's like, hey, by the way, since you killed all those people, guess what? They all turned into zombies. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to fight the same people again, but they were zombies this time. I don't know what just happened to your microphone.
Dude. Even the guy you shot in the head?
Yeah, they were all back. Everybody, they were all back as zombies.
And continuity error. You shot him in the brain.
Oh, I guess that's fair. Maybe he wasn't back, but I couldn't tell. There was a lot of zombies. It was dark. But you can tell which ones are fresh because they look different than zombies who've been zombies for a long time. So the guy was like, that's a fresh one.
They kind of almost look human.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I kept shooting them in the brain and stuff. And then I got to a point where I had to, like, it was back in the street where I had to get back to my boat to leave. And I pulled myself on top of a garbage can. And I was just fucking plop, 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 shooting them in the head stuff. And eventually I ran out of ammo. I was like, cool, get out my fucking baseball bat and started beating the shit out of them. But then I got overran. And they kicked the shit out of me.
That's
and
awesome.
It was tough. It was really cool. Weapons break, but you can craft weapons, and they're stronger, so they don't break as quickly. I think I went over everything in my gushing about that.
Okay, but if in the Walking Dead show, their weapons never break. Rick has had the same exact everything forever.
Jared, that's fiction. This is a video game.
Oh, okay. Get real. I forget. I always forget that they're different.
Yeah.
Was he up, takes pal? Care of his shit.
Yeah.
So, how long until... Is there a projected release date for this?
That's a 2020 game.
Okay. So, second, how long after the game comes out does the news start blaming that for stabbings?
I was going to say,
I don't know.
This is photorealistic video gaming, teaching them to murder people, and it requires the exact amount of force to stab a knife through a skull. I mean, that just doesn't seem like somebody should have access to that.
Manhunt didn't shut down all the video games, but so no, I don't think this will either. But it was that was the coolest game I saw.
That sounds awesome.
All weekend. It was really cool.
That sounds like the kind of game that would actually get me over the edge towards buying VR.
Yeah, it was awesome. And like in the trailer they showed off, there's a little girl in the trailer who gets a backpack from her mom, and then that girl gets killed. I'm getting to it. That girl gets killed in the trailer. Someone steals the backpack. That person gets killed. Someone steals the backpack again. That person turns into a zombie over time, has the backpack. The mom comes back, kills that person, takes the bladed backpack back. And it was depressing as shit.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me the backpack.
That is a pretty cool backpack.
Their press kit is the backpack. And that's it's awesome. Bloody
That's
as
pretty
fuck.
Cool.
And they told me, and also they gave me a thumb drive, which is an actual thumb.
The thumb, yeah. I thumb. Saw that.
And that's disgusting. But they told me the backpack, since it's bloody on the outside, is reversible. So it's clean on the inside, but it looks the same. So like it wouldn't look weird me walking around New York, Manhattan, with a bloody backpack. Tried to reverse it, still bloody on the inside. I don't know if I got a fucked up one or not, but it's still bloody on the inside. So I was like, I'm not, you know, I don't went out here at all. But it was really cool. And that was the coolest thing I saw all weekend. So.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That was my game journalism moment for the podcast. I don't get to do that enough.
So if you want to continue to listen, that would be great also.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We
Thank
do
you.
This on occasion. Like, yeah. What, 3 times a year maybe?
When I get to do cool stuff.
Whenever Gage does something cool with video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my last planned trip of the year, I think. Unless something changes. But, there you go. What'd you guys do this weekend? Anything cool?
No.
Not like
well,
that.
I saw Joker.
I haven't seen it yet. So
We saw Joker. So we're going to do a
cool
spoiler release
Joker
right
was,
now.
Was at the end of the movie when when that happened.
No!
Welcome to Dat Movie Place, a place where you learn to love and love to learn.
It was absolutely incredible.
Really?
It was very good.
Cool.
I haven't seen it yet.
I very much enjoyed it.
Thank you for goofing.
I enjoyed it as a comic book movie and just generally
as a movie fan.
So what you're telling me, Jarrett, is that you support incel activities?
Did you want to go shoot up some people?
I loved that movie.
There was...
So...
okay. He,
thought it was great.
There was... I debated going out because, New York still had, a midnight showings. And I was like, well, I got nothing to do. I'll go see the Joker. And I didn't go.
Yeah.
But then I saw the next day a news report where, one of the AMCs I was looking at in New York people were leaving the theater early because somebody was in the theater laughing at, like, the bad parts of the movie, like the, I guess, murders or whatever. Uh-huh. They were just laughing and, like, going and applauding and things. And that made people uncomfortable and, like, it made, like, a whole thing. And okay. I was like, okay.
You went to see this movie and that made you uncomfortable.
No, the person laughing
at me. No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right, yeah. But I guess it was Comic-Con and someone was like, oh, I'm a Joker fan. Ooh, I'm the Joker, yeah. baby. Stuff like that. Yeah.
I heard Jaquin Phoenix was very good in the yeah. movie.
Excellent.
Do you get to see his peener?
No.
Mm. Might not watch it.
There's an underwear scene.
Well, I mean, come on.
How much dick are you looking for?
Yeah, how much are you looking for? It's like a borderline PG-13 plus.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's right there. It's close.
Is there a sturdy outline?
No, not really.
All right.
But you can tell it's there. Mostly because bulge. He's a guy.
Yep, he is a man.
He is a man.
There's either a bulge or a cod piece. We're not sure.
Right. All right. Well, cool. I'm glad that you had fun in San Diego.
Yeah. New York was cool.
Not as cool as San Diego.
I went to the Nintendo store. And this was one of my favorite parts of the trip, because the Nintendo store I always wanted to go to.
I love that place.
So I'd never been, and yeah. I made sure to buy stuff, because I was like, well, we get this here, it's exclusive, whatever. But that wasn't the reason it was my favorite part. My favorite part is because there was a, and I don't know this for sure, because I didn't talk to him. The kid was visually impaired. You know, he was blind to a point. He had a stick. I don't know what they call the stick. What do they call the stick?
Walking stick.
Season 3.
I don't know if there was a word.
The walking stick season 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had the stick. You know, walking around. Yeah. His friend, not blind.
It's called a seeing eye cane.
Kept going, kept like picking stuff up and taking it to the blind kid and going, hey, look at this. And the kid kept going, like this joke had gone on for the whole weekend. And it was just like, I was dying laughing at this because the blind kid was just kind of like, come on, man. Like, what do you want me to do? Why'd you bring me here? I can't fucking see you. Like,
that's the definition of hell.
Yeah. It was really funny to me. That kid was not entertained by that joke. Oh, man. New York's crazy, though. That was my first time there. It is nuts.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, all right. I think that's going to do it for us today, podcast. Thank you all for joining us and coming along. Thank you all of the PR people that we don't know that are listening to this to boost Gage's ego.
Hey. Yeah. For me. Yay.
He needs it, okay? I cannot stress this enough. He needs a little boost.
When I was doing the Walking Dead demo, I just kept talking to a guy. I was like, do I look cool? He was like, you look cool. I was like, thanks, guy. I kept asking
hell
him.
Yeah.
Every time I would swing a new weapon, I was like, is this still cool? And he was like, yeah.
is this how I sever the spinal cord? Is this how I do it?
Yeah. My knife stuck in there. Is that cool? Yeah, it's cool.
You seemed a little deflated, Gage, so I want you to pump up.
One last question about it. Can you, if you have a knife, yep. and you stab a zombie with it, can you choose to just let it go leave it there?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. I also appreciate
crafting,
everybody.
Like, just a bunch of knives.
Just small knives to get rid of. I appreciate everybody viewing my Snapchat over the weekend, where I was just basically a personal travel guide for everyone, because it was a lot of snaps. Like, check out.
It was.
The eyes of New York, or the New York through the eyes of Gage.
Eyes of New York.
The eyes of New York sounds like a cool movie. I saw one of those guys in the middle of Times Square that had, like, one of those hug me signs that's like, I trust you. Do you trust me?
I saw that one.
That was bizarre.
Did you hug him?
No.
Pussy.
Well, it's because, like,
you proved his point.
I didn't trust him. The person that, he trusted me, though. The person that did walk up and hug him lingered. And then, like, the guy that was blindfolded with the trust me sign was a little passionate about it. Like, was rubbing his back and things. And I was like, that might be too much.
He was on diddle borderline.
Right. Mm-hmm. We were right
there. He was on diddle watch.
We were watching. Didn't see Spider-Man.
Oh, that's a shame.
Saw a lot of people dressed up as Spider-Man, which isn't the same.
Because I was going to ask, what's the worst cosplay that you saw? Is there one?
Here's the thing. All of these conventions are like that. There's top tier cosplay, and that can't be ignored. And it's like
absolute
bottom. Right, exactly.
Absolute shit. But I can't pinpoint a worst one. I saw a lot of people dressed up as Kim Possible, but I couldn't tell if that was just like today's fashion or Kim Possible.
If it was intentional or just a, you know, side effect.
I saw a really good John Snow White. It was a dude dressed up as John Snow and Snow White. That's pretty cool. I was like, oh, that's funny. I appreciate that. It's always fun to see like a really good cosplayer of one character, let's say Iron Man, mm-hmm. and then like a really bad Iron Man walk up to him like, oh, can I get your picture? And seeing them side by side, I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
Bold move, get a picture next to the other one. Saw a lot of guys who made like their own Iron Spider legs for their mm-hmm. Spider-Man costumes, but only went with like the Walmart $20 Spider-Man morph suit. I was like, why can't you just focus on the suit first instead of the arms? So I don't know. It was cool. I saw a lot of cool cosplay, but I can't like pinpoint super like memorable ones or anything because I've been to so many cosplay conventions.
Sounds like fun though.
It was cool. It was really cool. Really cool.
All right. Well, you can find us on iTunes and on Spotify and other places. We're on Facebook and Twitter and other places.
You don't even know where.
I don't, guys. I need help. All right. Well, yeah. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Raise hell, praise Dale. And do it for Johnny.